Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to February the 14th, 2023, which is recognized as Valentine's Day. And today on the Dr. Louisa Show that talks about domestic violence, domestic abuse, we are giving a self-tribute today to all that are on the line, and especially to those that have been abused in any way. Today is Loving Self, a tribute to you today that have been abused. Loving Self, a tribute to you today, the abused. Welcome. We hope that you have instruments to write down information that we're going to share with you on today. And first, we want to start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline Reach Out resource numbers and information. The first number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. NICS 88788 are the numerals to text the word START. S-T-A-R-T, send that word to 88788. Then you may chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And these are all numbers and information to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Resource information from individuals that are trained and counseled to speak with you, to listen to what you have to say, and to present you with resources if you so desire. So we're going to dig right in today. And the first thing we always want to remind you of, those that have been abused, that you are not at fault and you are not alone. So we want you to leave the show today with a feeling of self-worth and self-respect, and most of all, loving yourself on today, pampering yourself on today, taking this day out for yourself. If by chance we have an abuser on the line, we like you to use this day to do reflections on how you have treated those in the past that you have abused. And if you are able to come to yourself on today, learn how to show love instead of abuse to those that reach out and want to love you. So, people who have experienced trauma often find themselves avoiding people, avoiding tension, avoiding intimacy, avoiding feelings, or anything that could remind them at all about the trauma. You feel like avoidance has kept you safe, like avoidance has kept you from the unknown. But avoidance has also kept you from living and fully embracing what the world has to offer you and what you can offer the world. So today, we want you to focus on yourself. If you've struggled with self-esteem and self-care, learning to love yourself doesn't happen overnight. Even more complex, if you've been through trauma and have been made to feel unworthy or unlovable. Today, forget the negative thoughts. Think about positive thoughts on today, that you are lovable and you are worthy of love, and you are going to start loving yourself even more on today. So here is what we want you to do. We want you to think about, and I know you've been doing it anyway, think about the person you used to be. Think about how you used to look at yourself in the mirror, admire just how beautiful you are, admire how much you mean to others. We want you to think about that today because we want you to reach deep down what's on the inside of yourself, to pull out the you that you used to know before you were abused. Pull out the you that loved looking in the mirror at self. Pull out the you when there was a time when you got dressed to go out to an affair, how good you felt about yourself. Just think about that just for a minute. We want you to begin to write down how you are feeling right now about yourself. Good, we have 8 minutes left. Write down how you feel about yourself. Even though today is Valentine's Day, this is the day that we need to focus on ourselves, those of us that have been abused. Think about how good it feels just to have me on my mind right now. Think about how it feels to think in your mind how you felt when you were 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, how you felt about yourself. You were so self-assured. You were so proud of yourself. You had so many goals and aspirations for the future. Well, guess what? You still have them. So today, what you need to do, and what I am doing as well, is thinking about ways to make myself indulge in myself on today. I have made myself foods for me to eat on today. For one thing, I'm on a special diet, so there are some foods I cannot eat at this time. And then also, I am just going to relax and enjoy this day. Don't go out of your way to try to pretend to be someone else, but go out of your way to make this day your day. Own this day. Congratulate yourself beginning now. Congratulate yourself because you have come to an awareness that you realize you have been in an abused relationship, you have been abused, or you are presently being abused. Congratulate yourself because this is not easy to come to such a decision. For so long, you wondered what was going on and what was happening, but now you know. You used to feel helpless and overwhelmed, and maybe sometimes it hits you harder than others. But take a minute to feel pride in yourself that you are doing something about improving your life. And the one step you have made is to be able to listen to the Dr. Louisa show on Tuesdays for 15 minutes. The biggest step is over. And you freed yourself from the grips of an abusive relationship. And what I mean by that is you have come to the reality of knowing that you have been involved in an abusive relationship. There is no need to busy yourself with trying to find out, you know, how it started, why it started. But what you need to be busy figuring out now is starting your life on a different path, a path where you are concerned about your self-respect, your self-worth, which is your self-concept. You are beginning the process of emotional healing. One thing you need to know, it is very important to take a moment to appreciate yourself for your own strength. You know, as I think about doing this show, I just think about how far I have grown since I started redoing the show in, I think, November of, 2021. I can't even remember now. But I look back and see how far I have grown. I have come a long way. So another thing we want you to do is rediscover your favorite things. One by one, explore activities and interests that your abuser shut you down by not allowing you to participate in them, or you were so boggled down with what was going on and you did not realize what was happening that you forgot about your favorite activities and your interests. We want you to start forming new goals as of today. Number one, when I look in that mirror every day, I'm going to see the beautiful me. I'm going to see the inspiring me. I am going to see the me that has self-worth and self-respect. Let me give you that domestic violence information again before I forget. Also, please pass information on to others that they may listen to this show. What was scheduled for today will be broadcast on next week. Remember, today is a tribute to those of us that have been abused. Today's subject is loving self, a tribute to you today, the abused. National Domestic Violence Hotline number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. We have a minute and 40 seconds left. 88788 are the numerals to text the word START to, S-T-A-R-T. Send that word to 88788. You may also chat online. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everything you say to them is confidential. If you want to go beyond the first phone call, they will talk to you and give you their ethics policy. And they are guided by the hotline's consent and ethics policy to speak to anyone. These are trained people on the line, on the other side of that line, that are trained to help you go through your struggle, to help you go through the what you need to become a better person. Your confusion is now over. You now know that you were in an abusive relationship or that you are in one, and you are seeking to become the person you used to be, but even better than you used to be prior to the abuse. We have 14 seconds left. We thank you very much for listening, and please click the follow link so that you may become a follower of this broadcast. And hopefully soon, I'm going to say within the next 2 months, we should be on Facebook. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.